Celebrities are fond of exercising their First Amendment rights. Commentator Mark Bowden says there are some things that freedom of speech does not cover.
Like the fat man who is always hungry, Americans like to complain about censorship. Here in the home of the freest speech in the history of this planet, it's a kind of sport for artists and celebrities to cry oppression. Whether it's the fans of Linda Ronstadt when she was booted from a casino gig for inciting a crowd by, of all things, praising filmmaker Michael Moore, or Moore himself whining about censorship when Disney decided not to distribute his politically charged film Fahrenheit 9-1-1, or comedian Whoopi Goldberg. One suspects that her very name might not escape Information Ministry scissors in some places, when she was canned as a corporate spokesman for SlimFast after an X-rated performance playing on the name of our sitting president. America's heart and soul is freedom of expression without fear of reprisal, complained the whoopster. Wait a minute. Freedom of speech doesn't guarantee any such thing. It doesn't guarantee that you won't punch me in the nose if I call you an idiot, or that people won't stop buying your widgets if you decorate the box with swastikas. It doesn't guarantee that fans in Philadelphia won't boo you, or worse, if you wear a Dallas Cowboys hat to the cheap seats, or that a boss won't fire you because he doesn't like the way you talk to his customers. The First Amendment protects you from being jailed, tortured, or executed for speaking your mind, period. It is part of the United States Constitution, which sets the rules for how our government behaves. It does not protect you from the consequences of making an ass out of yourself. It is a little bit touching that so many Americans equate losing your gig in Las Vegas, or the distributor for your film, or your cushy role as a corporate spokesman, with genuine government oppression. It reflects a failure to imagine a world where these things actually happen. Or more correctly, a failure to imagine the world as it actually is. Check the lists of political prisoners published annually by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. The truth is that the American brand of censorship is a marketer's dream. What a bonanza! Getting run out of Sin City was the biggest thing that's happened to Linda Ronstadt since, well, I remember her performing at anti-nuke rallies 24 years ago. And Whoopi Goldberg? The last time I saw her name in headlines was before she needed SlimFast. And Michael Moore? His brand of oppression helped turn his little film into the number one movie in America and England and the most successful documentary of all time. If this is censorship, where does the line form?
Mark Bowden is a national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly and the author of Black Hawk Down.